Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the Sleep Story from Abide. I'm Kever Brené. Thanks for joining me tonight for permission to let go. The day is done, my friend. The sun has surrendered to the horizon, and rest calls. You have done all you can. And as you lie softly on your bed, I invite you to leave behind the demands on your time, your heart, and your energy. In this space, nothing is required of you. Nothing is needed. You have permission to just let go. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. No doubt God has drawn you to this space so that you can make space inside of you by releasing the many burdens you carry. It is very easy to go through our lives gathering responsibilities, worries, obligations, and fears. This is not what our Father intended for His children. In His great compassion, He draws us to Himself so that He may show us how to release what we are not meant to carry. Psalm 55:22 tells us to cast our cares on the Lord, and He will sustain us. Tonight, I will tell you a story called The Keeper of the Stones. It is about a little girl named Lily, who was wildly free as a child, but grew to take on a unique and cumbersome pastime as an adult. When she meets an unusual character, she sees in them a bit of herself that she has lost. Not only that, but Lily learns how she can get that beautiful part of herself back. I can't wait for you to hear her story of letting go and be inspired in your own story that is still being written. Before we begin, turn your lights down. Nestle deep beneath your blanket. Feel the softness on your skin. Take a moment to get into a comfortable position. Place soft pillows where needed for support. Feel the comfort and solidness of your bed beneath you. You are held. Night has come. It is time for rest. As you settle, listen to this poem that is a prayer and an invitation. Let go of what was. Let go of what is. Rest in the hands that are here to hold you. There is nothing to give, nothing you must fix, only love that surrounds and supports you. Breathe deeply. Where it is tight, where it is tense. Where there's fight, allow softness to comfort and calm you. Your crafter is here. He brings permission. He brings care. You can let go of all that weighs on you. Now that you have settled, let us check in with your breath and your body. Take a moment to notice first your breath. You don't have to change anything. There are no expectations here. Just notice the rise and fall of each rhythmic breath. As you are an observer of your own breath, I invite you to allow yourself to deepen and lengthen each inhale and exhale as it feels comfortable. Your breath is a gift. It is meant to nourish, bring life, and even bring rest and release as we continue to prepare for sleep. Join me for a simple practice called the Breath of Release. Scanning your body, consider any places that feel tight. As you inhale, allow your breath to fill those places fully. Take a short pause. Now, as you exhale softly, soften the tight places and release all tension and tightness with your exhaled breath. As we repeat this process, consider any pressure in your forehead. Allow your breath to fill you completely, especially in between your eyebrows. Hold that breath for a moment. Now, as you exhale, a long breath of release, soften your forehead and let the tension melt away. This time, shift your awareness to any tightness in your jaw. Inhale, filling yourself with nourishing breath. Hold it for a moment. And exhale slowly, releasing all tension in your jaw. Allowing your mouth to fall open gently. Let go. Lastly, consider your neck and shoulders. We carry so much tension in this area, like the weight of our world is literally hanging on our shoulders. I invite you to let that go. Inhale deeply, filling all of the space from your shoulders up to your neck and the base of your head. Hold it for just a moment. And slowly release your breath and all of the tension held there. As we continue with our prayer and story, feel free to repeat this breath of release as many times as you need to. Inhale a full breath into the tight space. Hold for a moment and exhale slowly. Beautiful God, crafter of all that is good, seer of our burdens, and weaver of our freedom, we are in awe of you. Before we take our first steps, you have already laid a path. Somehow, you hold the universe in one hand and hold our hopes in another. None of us, not one, is forgotten. Tonight, my prayer for my friend lying on their bed is that they feel your comfort as close to them as the blanket that covers them. May they feel safe enough to trust you with the burdens they carry. Tonight, as they rest and gently surrender to sleep, may they also surrender what weighs heavy on them, like the breath of release. May they exhale each struggle and find new levels of the freedom that you have just for them. I am remembering Isaiah 43, where you not only invite us to forget the former things, you fill us with hope in place of those old burdens. You remind us you are doing a new thing. Would you help my friend make space for those new things? Things that are specifically for them? Would you help them let go of the former things? May this be the night of release they need. We so love being loved by you. Amen. Let me tell you about a little girl named Lily, who loved to play in the fields and down by the river's edge. This little girl loved to lie in the soft, velvety grass and watch the clouds slowly scroll across the vast blue expanse. When she grew tired of stargazing, she made her way to the river's edge with its gentle flowing waves and clear waters. The river had so much to offer. Light bending on each wave, creating designs on the river rock below. The flowing sounds as the water rushed between large stones. The canopy of trees overhead, and the sound the wind made in the afternoon as it blew through the leaves. One of the things Lily loved to do most at the river's edge was to run and jump, making a full plunge into the crisp waters below. As she sank beneath the surface, she felt lighter than she had ever felt. She loved the feeling of total release and to feel the coolness of the water all around her, supporting her. When she emerged into the sunlight, she laughed and splashed. She was free. One day, Lily noticed her mother never splashed or stargazed. She never floated freely in the coolness of the waves. Lily wondered why. It is probably that enormous burlap sack full of rocks, stones, and boulders that she carries all the time, Lily thought. Mom always looks so tired. I wonder why she doesn't just put them down. Why carry them everywhere, all the time? Lily decided she'd ask her. Mother, why do you carry all of these rocks, boulders, and heavy stones? They seem so heavy, and they take up so much of your energy. If you put them down, we can go to the river's edge and play. Her mother looked at her with weary eyes and simply said, "Sweet girl, I wish I could, but I cannot forsake them. Every stone has a name. Every rock has a purpose." Lily did not understand this, and she couldn't bear to see her mother so heavily laden. So she decided she would find a way to lighten her mother's load. Every evening, as her mother slept, She held the large burlap bag full of rocks, stones, and boulders right next to her. And each night, Lily began stealing and hiding one in her own burlap bag. Days went by. Lily's bag got heavier and heavier, and yet it didn't seem that her mother's bag ever lightened. As Lily grew older, she began to observe her mother more. One day, when out on the road, she watched her mother approach an old man struggling to carry a large boulder. Her mother smiled and lifted the boulder from the older man. On the boulder, Lily could see the letters G-R-I-E-F. They seemed to be written in streams of tears. Lily's mother then placed the boulder in her own burlap bag. It was then that Lily understood. Her mother was not only carrying her own load, but the load of many others as well. As her mother had said, every stone had a name and every rock a purpose. God, we know that you see every tear. And while you call us to bear one another's burdens, we know that we cannot do that without you as our source. Show us the places where we have carried others in our own strength. Show us your heart and strategy for leaning on you, our ultimate support. We sometimes forget we have only been on the planet less than 100 years, and your wisdom is vast and boundless. We lean into you even now. Lily continued to grow into a young woman with long hair pulled into a loose ponytail and thin but strong arms. She carried her own burlap bag, hoisted onto her back like an oversized backpack. Everywhere she went, the stones went. She had new stones she gathered from others who needed relief. She had old stones that her mother carried, and her mother before that. She had her own stones, which she found along the way. She gathered and she carried, and she gathered and she carried some more. Lily was exhausted. One afternoon, Lily thought to make her way to the river's edge where she had played as a child. She hadn't been down there in years. It had gotten so hard to maneuver with her own burlap sack, so full of stones, rocks, and boulders. But today, there was an unexplained draw that she couldn't resist. As she approached, she saw an old woman in a simple white shift, skipping around the river's edge. Lily was so curious about this woman, with wild silver curls and seemingly without a care in the world. Most peculiarly, she didn't have a burlap sack on her back. Lily watched from a distance. As she got closer, she heard the wild silver-haired woman humming as she slipped her shoes off. Still watching from the bushes, Lily was concerned the old woman would fall off the edge. The woman sat in the grass and let her feet dangle over the edge. Just then, Lily noticed as she pulled a small burlap satchel to her. She reached her hand inside and pulled out 4 small stones, then placed them on the ground beside her. She then picked up the first stone and held it in her small hand. As she held it, she let her eyes close and spoke the stone's name in a wobbly and yet assertive voice, self-doubt. Then in a moment, her eyes flashed open. She reared her arm back and hurled that stone into the deep waters. Just like that, it was gone. Lily couldn't believe her eyes. How could this silver-haired granny toss her rock-shaped responsibility? We are the keepers of the stones. It is our duty to carry them wherever we go. It is our obligation. The scandalous woman at the river's edge repeated the ritual with the next three stones. Worry. Bitterness. Disappointment. In awe, Lily watched, and she soon realized something was happening inside her. There was a stirring, a need to do something different, a need to be free again. You know, you don't have to hide back there with all of your boulders weighing you down. Lily couldn't believe the woman knew she was there all along. She lumbered out of the bushes and looked at the woman. Why did you throw your stones into the depths? Who said you could do that? My dear, you are asking the wrong question. The question is, who told you you had to carry all those burdens that you carry? With that, the wise and wild silver-haired woman jumped to her feet, looked over her shoulder, and gave a mischievous wink in Lily's direction. She then hurled herself over the edge and into the river's flowing waters. She laughed the whole way down and splashed with joy as she came up. Had there ever been a freer human on the planet? Lily thought. She watched as the woman swam to the other side of the river, then emerged from the water and skipped away giggling. Free. Lily was silent for many minutes. God, would you show us the burdens we have carried? Especially the ones whose weight we feel we have no choice but to lumber beneath. You said to cast our cares on you, but we find it very difficult to let go. How many times have we seen you perform miracles in the scriptures and in our own lives? Still, we struggle. The stones that we carry are personal. They are painful. We are attached. We are scared that we will carry them forever. And we also fear who we would be without them. Thank you that you see us in our frailty, and at the same time, you empower us to choose you and your divine grace. We choose grace tonight. We choose to release what we are not meant to carry alone. We choose the freedom that you so generously gift to us. The freedom you delight to see us thrive in. Lily finally, slowly and gently, slid the burlap bag from her back and onto the ground. Upon reaching the ground, it fell open, and she saw a large jagged rock peeking out. The name of this rock was False Responsibility. She lifted the heavy burden, a rock she had carried for her mother all these years. She closed her eyes and quietly spoke the words, "For both of us, Mom." With that, she hurled the first burden over the edge and watched it plunge into the rushing waters. Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now it's your turn. Where you have felt held back, restricted, and so tired from shouldering your own struggles, as well as the burdens of others, it is time to let go. Even if just for tonight, allow yourself to lay down these burdens. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But for tonight, let go of what feels too heavy to carry another step. Imagine the weight of your burdens like rocks in a burlap bag that you have been carrying. Let yourself truly consider the heaviness. Imagine yourself picking up that first stone. Let God show you what its name is. When you're ready, take a deep breath. Hold it for a moment, remembering the name of your stone. And as you exhale, imagine yourself hurling it into the depths. Now, take another cleansing breath. Breathe in God's love and exhale anything that is not meant for you to carry. Imagine yourself picking up another stone. Let God show you what its name is. When you're ready, take a deep breath. Hold it for a moment, remembering the name of your stone. And as you exhale, imagine yourself hurling it into the depths. Now take another cleansing breath. Breathe in God's love and exhale anything that is not meant for you to carry. Let's release one more. Imagine yourself picking up another stone. Let God show you what its name is. When you're ready, take a deep breath. Hold it for a moment, remembering the name of your stone. And as you exhale, imagine yourself hurling it into the depths. Now take another cleansing breath. As you breathe in, imagine being filled with God's love. And exhale anything that is not meant for you to carry. When you feel you have released all you need for tonight, take one more breath of release, filling all the places in your body that feel tight. Hold it for a moment. Now, slowly release all of the stagnant air and all of those burdens. Imagine sitting at the river's edge. The grass is soft underneath you. The sun is setting, and the light is perfectly golden, casting an amber glow on everything you see. The leaves on the trees above are illuminated with oranges and yellows. If these sunset colors had a sound, it would be the steady flowing whisper of the waves of the river and the subtle shushing of the breeze between the leaves and branches. If this vesper light had a melody, it would be your easy breath, rhythmically flowing from inhale to exhale again and again. I invite you to listen, to imagine, to rest in the contentedness of the moment, burden-free. Stay in this space, here at the water's edge, resting in your freedom, or make your way to the refreshment of the river. Imagine the release as you plunge into the river's waves. the current is gentle, and as you feel the water all around you, you are weightless. You are free. Your arms float to the sides, hands open, your hair flowing all around. You feel the cool relief of the water, surrounding and supporting every part of your body. The healing waters of the living God. Waters of hope that is Jesus. Restorative waters. All around you. Freedom is yours. Rest, my friend. Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3 remind us. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. You have permission to let go of the burdens you carry. Like Isaiah 43, 18 through 20 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God who sees, who heals, who loves without end. Watch over your child tonight as they rest. Let them know you are near and that your care reaches every part of them. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is lost to you. Thank you for shouldering their burdens. Thank you for the gift of release. I pray that every place that is tight and tense inside of your child is touched by your breath of release. Amen. You have let go of the former things. You have made space for the new thing God is doing in your life. Rest well, my friend, unburdened, relieved, and in hope. In the morning, wake with refreshment, gratitude, and anticipation for the good things to come.